A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh.
Oh, HelloFresh.
And also ExpressVPN.
Oh, ExpressVPN. Hello, ExpressVPN.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Wait, so you're known as Mr. Sunday?
Yeah.
Not Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people call me. That's what they call me.
Is that what
me,
people
Mason.
Call you?
No, it's what nobody calls me.
Okay, sure. All right.
Yeah, it's too late to change it, so I'm just stuck with this thing. As I said that, I was even thinking, I hate that, as I said it.
What if you change your name to Mr. Sunday Content?
On Twitter?
Yeah, just everywhere.
Fuck it, I'll do it now.
Oh, no, he's doing
just changed my. It's Halloween season, Mason.
Awesome. So it could be time to be Mr. Pumpkin Movies again.
No, I know. I just changed it back from James Hell.
Oh, right. Okay. Sure. All right. Well, it's time for Mr. Sunday Content.
I did just change it to
yes,
James
on.
Clever to people like, ugh, gross.
Yeah, I don't like that either. How about this? James Content?
James Content. Still, I've changed it to Mr. Whatever the thing is.
Yeah, great. Okay, that's what we want. That's what we want to see.
Mr. Content Movies could have been better.
No, I like Mr. Sunday Content because it still has that. It still has that, the day in it. And people are like, what?
You're right.
What's the day got to do with anything?
Well, the day today, Mason, is podcast day.
Mm.
And on podcast day, we like to do our podcast news. Do you want to know what's coming up
we
in this
We carve
news?
A turkey.
Yep.
And then podcast news.
Exactly. So we've got Star Wars news. We've got The Boys spin-off news. We've got James Bond news.
Oh.
We've got The Last of Us news. HBO Max, they fucked up news.
Uh-oh.
Scarlett Johansson Disney, they fucked up news. Netflix teasers galore. We'll talk a little bit about Netflix. Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. I'm going to do a bit of a catch-up this week because there's some movies that we've been missing.
It is time for the lockdown catch-up.
Bonanza.
Hoedown.
Hoedown, yes, thank you.
We're going to talk about the movie Free Guy.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about the movie Old, parentheses, The Beach That Makes You Old,
yep.
Colon, the motion picture. It's going to have a great time.
Are you excited?
Yes.
I have more to say about The Beach That Makes You Old.
Yeah.
Free Guy.
Probably same, actually.
But that doesn't indicate the quality of what I thought of. Do you know, we'll talk about it. Let's get into it, Mason.
All right, let's do it.
Also, happy October, everybody. Spookiest time of the year. I'm not bloody just talking about tax time, everyone.
You did it, everyone.
I'm back.
You made that joke.
That's right.
Tis the season for the joke of the tax time joke.
So, Star Wars news, Mason.
It's the kind of tax time joke you'll only get from Mr. Sunday Content.
It's true.
It is true.
Sorry, Star Wars news. You do it and then you say, Star Wars news, and then you say.
Oh, yeah, all right.
There you go.
Whatever, man.
The Book of Boba Fett got a poster.
I did see that. He's in his big throne.
His big throne.
Is that Jabba's throne or something?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Didn't they keep the Rancor under there? Like just wedged in the door?
Oh, that's a great question.
Squished in there?
Yeah, I reckon maybe they like sawed bits off it for Life Day lunch or whatever.
Okay, Life Day lunch. Yeah. Okay. Do you reckon they'll get another big creature in there?
What's a nice big creature that they could put in there?
A new thing?
No, James, not a new thing.
Well, I know.
A thing that we know from another thing.
Yeah, you're right. Well, let me think.
A bunch of Minox?
Yeah.
Be flapping about in there?
A Gorax.
What's a Gorax?
From Caravan of Courage.
Oh.
You know, the big Ewok monster?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Put a Gorax in there.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about Gorax, everyone. Let's talk about him. Anyway, you also got a release date. It's December 29th. And here's the log line that they released.
Okay.
The series is described as a thrilling Star Wars adventure.
I hated everything about that. I hated how you said it. I hated how it's been written. I didn't like the accent you used.
It seems like you mostly didn't like what I brought to it.
It was partly a quote, but it partly wasn't a quote. Like, you're clearly quoting someone else when you said that.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Give it to me one more time.
The series is described as a thrilling Star Wars adventure.
Nah, because you're putting a weird spin on it.
The series is described as a thrilling Star Wars
adventure.
It's like
you're shouting it from a car as you drive fast. Like you throw an egg. You're like, the series is something, something Star Wars adventure. All right.
There's more to it, though. It finds legendary.
Do I run after the car? Give him a piece of my mind?
It finds legendary bounty hunter Boba Fett and mercenary Fennec Shand navigating the galaxy's underworld when they return to the sands of Tatooine to stake their claim on the territory once ruled by Jabba the Hutt and his crime syndicate.
Whoa.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good. That's Wednesday. That's a Wednesday,
okay.
Just so you know.
Uh-huh.
So these are going to be a Wednesday night show as well.
So similar. This is replacing the Marvel slate, I would assume.
Yeah, I think Hawkeye would have wrapped up by then, yeah, probably. Right. So then we'll be into this particular thing. Did you see also they finished Cassian Andor this week? They're like, we finished Cassian Andor just this week. And expect a few cameo surprises. The Gorax is back.
The Gorax, he's Gorbax.
He's Gorbax. Well, I think the Gorax... They fell down a pit.
Okay.
But there could be a second Gorax, but...
James, there's always a second Gorax.
There is. But...
That was the log line for Caravan of Courage.
Mm.
There's always a second Gorax.
You won't see it.
No.
But there is
just
one.
Just know it's there.
Well, Caravan of... The Ewok movies are sequels to Return of the Jedi. So yeah. We don't know when they could be seen. But there's also like a Gorax head in one of the... what's the one where the guy has Darth Vader's apprentice game?
Force... Unleashed,
yeah, that one. You see Gorax head.
I feel like what's happened here, James, is you've invested in some sort of Gorax based cryptocurrency, and you're trying to build hype for the Gorax as a concept.
Of course, I am.
You're like, this is going to make me some sweet bucks.
I'm going to dump it as soon as anybody buys it. Yeah. So there you go. Speaking of television news, Mason, if you don't mind, it sings as we are. The Boys spin-off has been greenlit.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Eric Kripke, showrunner of The Boys, says about it. Much like Mork and Mindy's.
You know what his Twitter handle will be? This
Eric Cryptkeeper.
Eric Cryptkeeper.
I think he's already done it.
Or Cryptkey.
Cryptkey. Yeah. I think he's probably already done it.
Well, he can do it again. All right, then he can be Eric Crip content. It's just content based around that gang in Los Angeles.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Much like Mork and Mindy spun up from Happy Days, which is an insane and true fact, our spin-off will exist in the Vought cinematic universe, or the VCU.
Oh.
Yet have the tone and style of its own. It's our take on a college show with an ensemble of fascinating, complicated, and sometimes deadly young soups. Michelle and Tara are stone cold geniuses. These are the showrunners. We're thrilled to have them steer the ship and grateful to Sony and Amazon for the opportunity. We love this show and we can't wait for you to see it. Also, Baywatch Nights spun off from Baywatch and it had vampires. Vampires? Is that true?
I think so.
Vampires? I knew about Baywatch Nights.
I don't know if there's vampires.
You reckon there
is? But I wonder if they were real vampires or they were like people in trench coats.
Let's have a look.
Who seemed to be vampires.
All right, Baywatch Nights Vampire. Yep, here we go.
Did he say the name of the show?
No.
Okay, right.
I don't think so.
It's a sort of college-themed show.
Yes.
Okay.
Night Whisperers, the episode Mitch and Ryan have a run-in with an evil vampire.
All right then. Great, good. Blair.
Blair.
Blair ensues.
Blair surfs up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's also Baywatch. I forgot. Is Baywatch Night set in the same – it must be. It's set in the same location.
I assume so.
But he runs a – is that a detective agency and maybe it's also a bar? I don't know.
Is he also doing Baywatch stuff during the day?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They should have changed – regular Baywatch to Baywatch Days.
I agree.
Yeah.
Just for continuity's sake.
Then you could have had a cool box set, right? And it's bookended by like he's jumping into the, like they're bookends, but him. It's like David Hasselhoff's jumping into the book.
He's wearing his red, whatever.
He's diving out on the other side.
Yeah. But he's wearing his Baywatch Nights outfit.
Oh, yeah. Which
is whatever. Hawaiian shirt, I guess.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Long sleeve Hawaiian shirt. rolled up at the sleeves.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Leather jacket.
Oh, hell yeah.
Still shorts.
Yeah, that's right.
And sandals.
Yeah, nice.
Did you see they had the, they finally had the No Time to Die big day or whatever?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
What do you think of Daniel Craig's pink?
Like a velvet
really,
because
I saw some people online who thought it wasn't very masculine, Mason.
Well, oh boy.
That's what they thought.
Wow, and would you say that the people who said that were themselves hyper-masculine?
Yes.
Or like beta male toads? What would you say?
Masculine, Mason.
Oh, really?
Masculine.
Okay, great.
Piers Morgan, he's so masculine. I don't even think that guy believes anything. I don't know why people rise to it. I don't know why I'm talking
about
it.
Well, it's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's not for us.
No.
It's not for the thousands of people in the replies who are like, you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
It's for people who see it and go, ah, good point, like, and then they move on.
I guess. So, yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was great.
So it got pretty decent reviews.
Yeah.
Some people are saying that it maybe ties too much into the continuity of previous movies.
Like the previous Daniel Craig's or previous every
no,
movie?
No, Daniel Craig's.
Okay, right.
Which I think is the thing we probably won't love about it, I guess.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing it in November when it comes out here. Like November 11th or something like that, maybe. I don't know.
So look forward to a new lockdown catch-up hoedown or whatever we said
it was. Yeah, that's right, whatever the thing is. They also asked Barbara Broccoli about what's going on with the next James Bond, right? This is from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, look, we've missed a little bit of this discourse, but there's been so much because, of course, Daniel Craig has had to say everything he said last time and the time before and the time before that again.
Yeah.
And then I think I saw a headline that was just like, I don't care who the next Bond is. Daniel Craig says, I don't care who the next Bond is.
Well,
I'm sick to death of this.
Leave
me alone.
I've got the quotes from Variety.
I'm wearing these pink jackets. I'm wanting people to leave me alone. They won't.
I've got this quote from Variety. He says, don't ask that. You know what? It's not my problem. So I don't think it was as much like, get fucked. I think it was just like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see his farewell speech as well? He was like, I love Bond.
I saw a thumbnail of it.
Okay. It's nice.
He's talking to the crew?
Yeah, he's talking to the crew. Yeah. He's like, even though I've talked some shit.
Oh, yeah. about all of you all individually. Of
you, yeah.
And I'll repeat all of that now. Danny the Grip, I hate you. You're bad at gripping, as far as I can tell.
I can't believe they allowed two Daniels on this set. Ridiculous. I'm going to beat you up. Come over here. So Barbara Broccoli says, we want Daniel to have his time of celebration. Next year, we'll start thinking about the future.
Oh.
So there you go. What do you think about that?
Good.
Mm. So that's exciting. To just do it again. We'll do it all again.
Here we go. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Mm.
But maybe this time on streaming.
I don't think so. What are you hoping for out of this next time around, I should say? If I said the word return to form, what would that even mean?
I hate it. I don't know what it would mean, but I hate it. I don't know because I don't know, are they going to attempt to, if they get a new Bond, will they make the continuity? So I pointed that out, No Time to Die calendar.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing this. That's time's nearly up.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, it's out in the UK, it's out in the US next week,
and then
we get it a bit later. Yeah. We're not even allotted any time to die.
That's exactly right. I don't know. Because are they going to get the next Bond and then tie him into this previous continuity as if he's the same Bond?
Yeah.
I would think they would because they've spent so much time setting up this continuity.
Yeah.
And to then be like, there's a new fresh-faced James Bond and he's just got his 00 license again. You'd be like, oh, God, really? Are we doing – like I would imagine and hope that they'll just go, here's the new Bond and he's doing Bond missions again and he's sad and Blofeld's there or whatever.
So what you will about Skyfall.
Bond, we brought you in. Blofeld's there or whatever.
Oh, whatever, eh? Okay. Yeah.
I reckon they might keep everybody else –
okay, sure.
And then, recast. And you know, people are like, oh, they're going to get we're going to cast against type. I reckon they might just get a Daniel Craig type.
Really?
And hope for the best.
I think they are going to go a person of color. That's what I think they're going to do. Yeah. And you know what? They should. That's it.
Okay, great.
I just think it's well past time.
Okay.
Why not?
How about this, though?
There are.
We make Felix Leiter white again.
Felix Leiter.
Yes, thank you. And also we do it in story.
Okay.
There's an isotope and they touch it at the same time and they switch races.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then people can't get mad.
Yeah.
People can't get mad because it happened in story. We have to bring Daniel Craig
for
one more scene.
They should make like a fake Ian Fleming like book. And be like, no, it happened in one of his unearthed manuscripts.
Yeah, right.
They touched an isotope and they switched. Or they peed into a fountain and they switched or whatever. So there you go. I don't think they're going to do it, but I'd also...
James Bond in Fountain Pier.
I'd also love them
Wait,
to...
Wait, Fountain Piss? Fountain I think Piss that works better.
Yeah. I'd also love them to do it in the 60s.
Fountain Piss! Anyway, it's not important.
60s Bond, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think they will, but they should.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
I love that era of spy stuff.
Yeah, but it's... that. Like, I keep looking at the calendar, but I feel it's a weird waste to go, okay, well, now we've finally... We went from the 60s era and the wacky stuff,
yeah,
and then we've moved through a series of just aping, like, more popular franchises or, like, the popular franchise at the time, and now we've finally set it up of, like, okay, it's modern-day Bond, but he's got the little Walther PPK and he's got the classic Bond car and he's doing the classic Bond missions.
Yeah.
But now we're going to reset again. I feel that is a waste.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't think it matters.
No.
Go again.
I think that, yeah, maybe they'll just be like, they'll brush all
I think
of
you
this.
Might. I think you might be right because, like, they kept Judy Dench and...
Yeah.
And often, I mean, they keep a bunch of stuff.
I mean, it is the tradition that they switch the Bond, but M and Q and all the other things stay the same. So, yeah.
Mm, there you go. Did you see the first look at HBO's The Last of Us?
No. Oh, just the one photo?
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks like
The Last game, of doesn't Us. It? Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Great. Terrific.
Looking forward to it.
I didn't see the front of anybody's face or anything.
We don't even know what they're going to do with that, do they?
No.
Do we?
Maybe a face switch.
Maybe.
Maybe a gender switch.
Wow.
The man.
They touched an isotope.
Yeah.
It's in the DLC. It's in the DLC,
yeah. It's in
the DLC, yeah.
That's right.
Not everyone played it, so probably don't know. Yeah.
I'm Joel, but I'm little Joel now. Oh, no. Ellie, help.
I'm Ellie, but I'm Big Ellie. She's not Ellie from The Last of Us 2. She's Big Ellie now.
Big Ellie.
It's different.
It's the isotope. I get it. You don't need to explain it to me, Mason.
You played the DLC.
I did play the DLC.
You're a big fan.
It's good.
I'll save you, Joel.
Get on my shoulders.
Now let's break bottles on these people's necks. They're dead. Kill them.
THR, this is reported that Warner Media CEO Jason Kilar, basically he admitted with the HBO Max rollout that he fucked up.
Whoa.
He said, I'll be the first to say it. I fucked up. No, and the responsibility rests on...
I screwed the pooch.
And the responsibility rests on my shoulders that, in hindsight, we should have taken the part... Of a month to have over 170 conversations, which is the number of participants that are in our 2021 film slate. We tried to do that in a compressed time period, less than a week, because, of course, there was going to be some leaks, blah, 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 blah. So they didn't want to do any of that. And we said from the start we were going to treat every single film like a blockbuster from an economic perspective for participants, et cetera. It's good news, and it worked. Something.
At this point, you were really hoping there's a summary, like he's going to be like, in summary.
Yeah, I am looking for that.
I made a mistake and I regret it.
The good news is we worked our tails off to do that and now we're in a very good situation. I don't think they are in a good situation. They lost Christopher Nolan.
That's true.
And I think they've – and look, I understand why they roll them out day and date.
Yeah.
Because who knew when this was going to end? They announced before like they were 100% sure on vaccines and I think. But now it's getting to the point where like Shang-Chi's – huge because it didn't go to cinemas and every one of their movies.
Wait, it didn't go to cinemas? Or
did go to cinemas, sorry. Yeah. And every one of their movies like day and date and then gets pirated immediately.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway. Yeah. But maybe they should have had 170 conversations.
Maybe. But that sounds difficult. And why would you?
Mm.
When you can have zero conversations.
Oh, yeah. I hate talking to people. So, right. Yeah, I get it.
Ugh. Can I just send 170 texts? And then people would send 170 texts back.
Yeah, then you
probably.
Gotta.
Or more. And then I'm looking at the notifications. I'm like, oh, what a day.
Gross, you say to yourself.
Yeah, I'd say gross.
Gross. So there you go.
Who else, auteur wise, like people who have a vision, they've got a Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah.
Or is he quitting as well? I don't know.
No, I think he's still, well, he has to, because I think he wants to. Dune has made 80 million worldwide already without a US release or an Australian release for the $3 million it might make here.
Yeah, right.
So it's looking good for Dune, and he would want to hang around because then he could do Dune 2.
That's true.
Yeah.
The video game, adaptation of the video game.
Yes. Did you ever watch Sons of Dune?
No.
That's James McAvoy, his backo boy.
Oh, no, I didn't. What was that, on Sci-Fi or something?
Something like that. Was it like the early 2000s?
I remember it, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Maybe we should.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Okay, then, even better.
There you go. Did you see that Disney and Scarlett Johansson, how do you say that? Is it a J? Did you say Johansson?
I only say Joe Hansen when I'm talking about the forgotten Hansen brother.
Ah, yeah.
Joe Hansen.
Joe Hansen.
No, he's Joe Jonas and one of the Hansen brothers, and there was an isotope.
That's an isotope, yeah.
They merged this time.
But no, just names.
Different isotope, but just names, yes. I think it's Johansson, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, Disney and her have come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't know, they dumped, not dumped, they put Black Widow day and date streaming
and
cinemas.
A steaming day and date streaming.
Without consulting her specifically and her people, so she didn't get, she was supposed to get a cut of the cinema revenue and whatever, and it was significantly less because of this thing that they did, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And then she went to them, or her people said, can I have some extra money? And they went, you're asking for a lot of money, and don't you know there's a pandemic? But so
we don't have any money. I'm just a mouse that lives in a mouse hole. I don't have any money. What are you talking about?
So the idea is that then they were going to go to court. They probably would have lost.
Yep.
So they've settled for $40 million. Now, I was also looking at some stuff this morning about what's going on. I came across a John Campia video.
You were doing your own research.
I was doing my own research because you got him, Mason.
It's important.
You got to look into everything. You know what I mean? You got to have a width and breadth of knowledge. Anyway, he was
saying. When it's largely settled.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Anyway, he was saying that he'd heard that they were only asking for 20.
Okay.
But because Disney came back and said, actually, that's rude, they went, fuck it. And they just went hard.
Oh, nice.
And they got 40.
Pretty good.
Which is. I would never do anything again if I had $40 million.
Right.
I would just, you wouldn't, no one would see me again. Okay. I'd just fucking disappear. That's it.
Wow. Yeah.
That's my motivation to do
even
this.
Even your family?
Yes, Mason.
Oh my God.
I'd just go.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd put down a cool, crisp $6,000 on the kitchen
counter. $6,000. Yeah, that'll get them through the rest of their lives. That'll cover their college education.
I'll leave.
Wow.
So. It's just an insane.
You're like,
amount
this
of money.
Is for a college education or a really big TV. It's up to you.
Just get the TV. Yeah. So Scarlett Johansson said,
"What can't you learn on TV? You know
exactly."
Yeah.
I wouldn't just so it's clear. I'd probably still do this if I had $40 million. Because what else would I do?
Right.
And I wouldn't leave my family.
Okay, sure.
But I'd keep that $6,000 for me though.
Nice. So
that's mostly why I'm happy to have resolved our differences with Disney. I'm incredibly proud of the work we've done together over the years and have greatly enjoyed my creative relationship with the team. I look forward to continuing our collaboration in years to come. And Disney Studios Chairman Alan Bergman said, I'm very pleased that we've been able to come to a mutual agreement with Scarlett Johansson regarding Black Widow. We appreciate her contributions to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's because before they were like, you're being rude, and actually, you know, there's a pandemic, and we're just a mouse who's in a mouse hole. And look forward to.
We just walk around in barrels with suspenders attached to it. We don't have any money. What are you talking about? It's so poor over here in Disney.
And look forward to working together on a number of upcoming projects, including Disney's Tower of Terror. So that thing that wasn't happening.
Oh.
Now it is happening.
Another thing based on a ride.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was coming.
There already is a tower.
What happens in the Tower of Terror?
Everyone goes into a tower.
Yes.
And they're like. Oh, there's pool over the walls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it one of the it's not simply one of those things where it's not a lethal weapon the ride, right? It's not one of those things where you go up and then it just drops.
I don't think it is.
Okay, right.
There was a movie. There was a Steve Guttenberg movie.
Oh.
In like the late 90s, I want to say.
You're thinking of Police Academy 1.
I am. You're right. That famous late 90s movie. Tower of Terror movie. Yeah, 97.
Huh.
With Steve Guttenberg.
Okay.
Directed by, someone I don't recognize.
Okay, great. You won't even dignify them by saying their name.
DJ McHale.
Huh.
He directed.
That's Joel McHale.
Yep.
You know, and his side gig as a nightclub DJ.
That's right.
Wow.
So he's got a filmography of things.
Okay, great.
He did the Ghost Rider pilot.
Oh.
Maybe the new one or the old one. I don't know.
Okay, great. Terrific.
There you go. And now, look, I know some people are like, no one should earn $40 million, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's too much, but it's in the contract.
It's true, I guess.
It's what it is.
It's crazy money.
Yep.
Yeah. But and you know, they're pulling in them $1 billion returns.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I mean, except for this, obviously.
It did all right though, didn't it?
It did all right, I think. Yeah.
Netflix. Oh, well, we talked about it and we got this covered recently mm-hmm. on our Service Big Sandwich, where there's a new episode this week also. And last week we did Daredevil commentary,
that's
2003.
Right.
Anyway, there were some Netflix teasers that we just missed out on last week. We got Cowboy Bebop. We got The Sandman. We got Cobra Kai Season 4. We got Extraction 2, he's back. Jake Rake or whatever his name is.
It was like they put a hashtag at the end of the trailer and it's like, Jake Rake is back or whatever. And I'm like, Who's Jake Rake? Whatever is it? Whatever. They put the real name in there, I'm sure. But I'm like, was that his name?
I think his name is Rake, something Rake. Okay. Yeah.
Rake Matrix is back. And I'm like, all right.
Let me check.
He seems to, like, I don't know, maybe there's a dream sequence in that teaser.
Tyler
Rake.
It's a good movie.
His name's Rake Matrix. It is. It was good. I enjoyed it. But, like, it's interesting. Like, I don't know if the – because in at the end of the last one, he gets shot in the neck.
Yeah.
And he falls, like, right in the carotid artery, yeah. It seems. Then he falls off a bridge into the water. And then at this in the trailer for this, he's just underwater, just sitting around. He's like, oh, I should probably get out of this water.
I don't like it in here.
Oh, it's bad.
This water's probably just gross.
Swims out. And I'm yeah. like, what happened to the hole in your neck? Was that? Is this a dream? Or
swim out of
might
it.
Be a dream. I think it's probably a dream.
Well, we also
– all the cold – cauterized the wound.
Yes, the cold of that searing hot day where he got shot on that bridge.
Yeah, but in a hot lake.
In a hot
which
lake.
Which, relatively speaking, is colder.
I get
so
it.
So you'd go in and your body would go, ooh, this is a bit colder, actually. I'll cauterize this deadly wound. I love wound.
It. Also got Bridgerton season 2, Ozark for the season finale, Stranger Things season 4, and also The Harder They Fall, the new Western, Pow Pow with Idris Elba. Yeah, yeah. Anything in general that
you
want
to think of the Cowboy Bebop opening sequence?
I mean, I've never seen Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, no!
Fuck it, whatever. But it's the same, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah. As having only recently gotten into Cowboy Bebop, it looks pretty much the same.
That hurt me to break character.
Yeah, yeah, no. Wow. Because you've spent the entirety of this episode thus far in your character as a guy who knows everything about
that's
anime.
That's right.
Because you do that. For people who don't know, before the episode starts, you really you see him getting in there. You see him go, Akira, 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 Akira.
I do a big power-up.
Castle Cagliostro.
So anyway, yeah, it's the same though, right?
Yeah, it looks the same. But the outfits are slightly different.
Yeah, well, yeah. They'd have to be.
I think a lot of people were like, oh, this looks like a fan film and they've attempted to, you know, shoehorn in cosplay people into the actions, you know, the opening sequence or whatever. But I think if they did a different sequence, people would be mad at that as well. So
and like it's not
there's just no pleasing some
it's not
people.
The show. It's the credits.
Yes,
so look, it might be terrible. I don't know, but you know,
And some people say why not leave good enough alone or whatever. But those some people would be like, why aren't you making it in a live action series? So
that's right. That's right.
You know. But again, it's free. So
it's right. It is. Anything else here that particularly that stood out to you?
I didn't watch Bridgerton season 1, so
not me neither. Did you see Squid Game is on track to be the biggest show of all time on Netflix?
Yeah.
I watched it.
What'd you think?
I loved it. Yeah. I talked about Unsuggestible, nice. My less successful podcast. It'll be linked below maybe. Or it's not. You don't have to, Collings, who edits these. Yeah, cool. I actually didn't watch the Sandman teaser. I just went, okay.
There's not a lot to it, but Charles Dance is in it.
Charles Dance?
Yes.
Who's he playing?
Some cult guy. Mr. Cult?
Is it the guy who traps the Sandman in his sand prison or whatever?
Let's say yeah. He traps the Sandman in his sand prison.
Sand prison.
He's the sort of the head of the cult, and they're like, we're gonna get one of these beings, but we don't know which one we're gonna get yet. And they thought they were gonna get Death, but they got Dream instead.
Boo.
Yeah, right.
No good. Venom 2.
Oh yeah.
Let There Be Carnage. Mm-hmm. It's doing better critically than the last one.
Interesting.
Looks on track for a pretty stellar opening weekend. Mm-hmm. It's got a wonderful post-credit scene, which both of us just Googled before the show.
Sure did.
Because we're not that interested in it. But we look forward to visiting it whenever it comes out here, if it
Absolutely.
Even does.
Yeah.
I guess.
It will.
Yeah. Of course it will. We can't wait.
Mm. I saw a little Wired autocomplete interview with Andy Serkis and
I did
Tom
watch
Hardy.
That, yeah.
Bit
it was fun.
Yeah.
Just two Brits, mate.
Yeah.
Just two Brits. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
That's their catchphrase. We're two Brits and that's it.
There was also that moment that you were talking about where Tom Hardy's like, how many fucking cards are there?
Right? They should tell them in advance.
They did, though. It was like, because Andy Serkis was like, yeah, there's four each or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
HelloFresh.
Hello,
Fresh. Hello, Fresh. You offer HelloFresh. They offer us, I should say.
Oh, you're talking to HelloFresh.
Yes.
Okay, great. This is an interesting tack. You're not talking to the listeners anymore.
No, no, no. It's me talking directly to HelloFresh, who's also talking to me.
Okay, great. Yes.
HelloFresh offers 50 meals and market items to choose from every week.
We sure do, James.
From vegetarian meals and calorie smart choices to extra special gourmet options, there's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity.
Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Is that you enjoying your own meals, HelloFresh?
Yes.
Also, they offer better value. HelloFresh is over 30% cheaper than shopping at grocery stores with pre-proportioned ingredients that ensure you won't spend money on excess food that ends up going in the trash.
Very good deal. But also I know all this, James, for I am HelloFresh.
HelloFresh offers the flexibility and need to customize your orders on the app within minutes, easily change your delivery day, food preferences and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to.
Very good app.
Yes. Let me tell you this, HelloFresh.
Yes.
I really enjoyed the...
Tell me something I don't know.
Well, you probably don't know, but I really enjoyed the cheesy barbecue chicken with veggie fries and creamy slaw because these meals, as you may, this bit you would know, they're easy to make, they're quick to do. You can also do them with your kids. You make them with your kids like I did, and they'll eat it as well. You know, kids are like, sometimes I don't eat things, but other times they're like, I'll eat all of this, which is what this happened this time.
That's my favorite too. I'm not just saying that. Because we're the only two in this conversation.
Very good. Go to HelloFresh.com/WeeklyPlanet14 and use code WeeklyPlanet14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/WeeklyPlanet14 and use code WeeklyPlanet14 for up to 14 meals, including free shipping. Incredible.
That's so many free meals. I'm going to go broke on this.
No, Mace. I mean, no, HelloFresh. You're going to be all right.
Okay, great. Good. That's very comforting.
Also, I don't know if you know this, but you're America's number one meal kit.
Oh, stop it.
You know what's crazy about streaming services like a Netflix, like a YouTube, like an Amazon Prime or
go
whatever?
Go on, James. Tell me what's crazy about it.
That's what I'm telling you.
They seem normal to me.
No, this is what's crazy about it, is that you can actually access different content depending on where you are in the world.
That is crazy.
That's crazy. That's what I'm saying to you. Because Netflix has tens of thousands of shows, but you only get access to a fraction of that.
In Australia, we only get 6 shows.
Exactly.
It's not enough shows.
It's not. There should be more shows.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, though. Watching Netflix without using ExpressVPN, that's like paying for a gym membership but only being able to use the treadmill. Ridic.
You've got to use the medicine balls.
You've got to use the medicine balls. You've got to use the squat rack.
You've got to use the old-timey boxing gloves.
That's right. You've got to go and, you know, tell someone that their form's wrong. Just that's interrupt right. their session. Yeah. Be like, your form's wrong.
You've got to sweat on every machine and not correctly wipe them down.
Here's how it works, though. ExpressVPN lets you change your online location so you can control where you want Netflix to think you are located.
Oh.
I know. They have almost 100 different server locations, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows. This works with many other streaming services too, as mentioned. I'm talking BBC iPlayer, I'm talking YouTube, I'm talking more.
Nice, love more.
Thanks. Here's some things you might want to check out using ExpressVPN. Here's some examples. Jurassic World is on Hong Kong Netflix. Top Gear is on UK Netflix.
Oh.
Inception is on Canada Netflix.
Oh.
All you need to do is open the app, select the location.
I mean,
yeah, that's right. Thank you. Tap one button to connect and refresh the page to access the geo-restricted shows you want.
Nice.
Now, there are a lot of VPNs available. I'm sure you know this, but the good thing about ExpressVPN is they have blazing fast speed, stream in HD with zero buffering. Our internet is terrible. So
yeah, bad, very bad.
Any slowdown is very noticeable. But not the case here, Mason,
that's
is
right.
What I'm saying. Also, it's compatible with all your devices, phones, laptops, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. Encrypt your data. ExpressVPN also has the added benefit of encrypting your data so you can browse the web securely. So be smart,
whoa,
Mason and listeners.
Yeah.
Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth with expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. Don't forget to use our link at expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet.
Nice.
Nice. Now, do you want to talk about the movie Free Guy first or the movie Old
Let's
first?
Let's talk about the movie Free Guy first.
Great. I thought it was like the Lego movie slash boss level slash the Truman Show slash probably the movie R.I.P.D. mixed together.
It cannot be like R.I.P.D.
Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's in
that's a good point.
Weird CGI world or whatever.
Okay, sure.
It just dropped on Disney Plus this week for free.
That's right. It's a free service.
It's a free service. You can just get it. All you need to do is put in your credit card details,
right.
Pay a certain amount of money a month, and that's free,
and
for,
free
you
for you
to use. As long as you wish to before your card expires. And then you're like, fuck, this card expired. Okay, and how do I get, what's my log? Oh, but that's CCV. Now, what's the ass on the back of it? Okay. You know, that thing.
Yeah, the nightmare that is being alive. Yes, yes. Absolutely.
So that was a pleasant surprise, like not having to, you know, shell out $30 for this movie that,
it was good, right?
That isn't out here.
Yeah.
And look, I was kind of, they'd been gearing up for this for 4 years, you know, they filmed it a long time ago. There's one particular cameo.
Ryan Reynolds is dead now.
He's dead now. He died.
He died of old age.
Old age. He's dead. Got shot in the neck and he fell into the river. But it was the old age that killed him.
Sure. Because he fell into the river, but it was next to the beach. Makes you old. It's all tied together.
It's all tied together.
You might think that this episode is just a collection of weird loose ends that we're tying up.
It's not.
Nope.
What do you think the story was?
All right. So there's a guy. His name's Guy. And he's a bank teller and he lives in Free City and crazy stuff happens because he's in a video game. But he doesn't know he's in a video game.
Yeah.
But one day he puts on some glasses and he realizes he's in sort of a video game-ish sort of kind of
thing.
Yeah.
And then there's real world. And there's video game world.
There sure is.
And that's it. Should we do spoilers?
No, there's more to that. I guess there's more to it. There's he meets a lady called Molotov Girl that he falls in love with. But in the real world, she is a programmer and her code she thinks was used in Free City, the massively multiplayer online game.
Yeah.
Without any credit or
which is essentially it's GTA world.
It is GTA world. Yeah.
Should we just do spoilers?
So she's in there to get it back.
Yeah.
Let's do 2 minutes of not spoilers.
Fine, Mason. Look, it's a good-looking movie.
It is.
I mean, because there is, it's like shiny and glossy and all the explosions are slick or whatever. And any kind of like, oh, that looks like a bit of a fake helicopter is like, it's a video
it's
game.
A video
it doesn't
game,
matter.
Yeah.
But it all looked quite good.
I think it does look quite good. And there's, you know, there are sequences where there's like, you know, 20 car pile up or something like that.
Mm.
And I'm like, how much of that did they do for real?
Mm.
I mean, probably none of it.
Yeah, sure.
But it looked good enough that I'm not questioning
like maybe
my reality. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. No, I think it really captured that hectic Grand Theft Auto kind of feel.
Yeah.
I do wonder if you didn't know what this was and you went into it, how long it would take you to before you figured out it was a video game?
Oh.
Yeah.
Great question.
Mm.
you would have had to miss all the media that reviews.
Yeah, well, I know, which tells you like exactly
and
what
it is. And you sort of have to not know what a massively multiplayer online game was, I think.
Do you think that would be confusing if you didn't know what that was, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it explains it enough, right?
Yeah.
And it's got YouTubers and Twitch streamers well, see, to that's tell a, you what's
yeah,
going
there's,
on.
There's the aspect of it that I probably didn't enjoy. Obviously, so like, I don't think it's a spoiler to say that like, once Guy realizes he's in a video game of sorts, he decides he's going to be a great guy. Like he's going to be a hero in this world. And so there has to be a montage where like the public and streamers are like, oh my God, who's this guy in this video game?
Yeah.
And like stream, you know, there's like live streamers on Twitch or whatever being like, what's God, this guy? I'm a real life streamer and who's this guy? This is incredible. And like there's news, like real life news sequences where people are like, people are loving a sprite in a video game. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way to do this.
Yeah, I think that kind of stuff will date very poorly.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, and as we know, being popular YouTubers, incredibly popular YouTubers, if you don't mind me saying so, like, it ebbs and flows in terms of who's popular and who's not. Luckily, we're, like, just
consistently mediocre.
Mid-tier as.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll drop off. It's going to happen.
Great.
You know,
can't wait.
I'll get a comment every now and then. It's like, this channel sucks now. And I'm like, probably. I don't know.
But, sorry I keep doing that, James. It was me. I did it.
But, you know, you can't be at the peak of whatever forever.
Okay.
So I think.
Oh, you're saying that the streamers in this will date it.
Yes.
People will be like, who's Jacksepticeye or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Not all of them.
First of all, yuck name, quite frankly. Change it to something else.
Yeah?
Change it to Jack. Having a nice day.
Jack Content Face.
Content Face, and I hope you're having a nice day also. But yeah. I think for me it's more like, I guess they had to put the sequence in, but it's just the idea of like the whole world's, you know, the whole world's coming up behind this one guy and they're like, hooray, and I'm like, this wouldn't.
Well, it's interesting because like GTA Online, which this is loosely based off, not loosely, it is the same thing.
Yes.
But it doesn't make news. It's not like, oh, look at this person in GTA Online.
Yeah.
Even though that is like the most popular piece of media of all time.
Oh, it only makes news in like your like Google News feed.
IO9 something.
Yeah, yeah. If you've just exclusively read bad content for say a podcast or something, that'll just come up. They'll be like, Mr. Muscle says he's no longer going to Twitch stream or whatever. And I'm like, who's this? Remember that guy? I don't think he's called Mr. Muscles, but he had some dumb name.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's got a mustache and sunglasses. He's like, I refuse to stream anymore. And it's like, because you got banned for racism.
Probably.
You know? Can't remember that guy's name. It's not important.
I don't know which one you mean. It could be all of them. But I think, you know, we should play a fun game of like which of these streamers is going to get in trouble for like sexting their fans or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sounds great.
We'll find out.
We'll find out in 6 months.
Yeah. I wonder if they...
I'm amazed that it hadn't happened in the 4 years from when they were...
Well, maybe they deleted some.
Maybe they deleted some.
Because there's like a new one every week. That's true. Of whatever. Anyway, I think it's best movie ever. I was pleasantly surprised.
It didn't feel like the evolution of the character didn't feel forced. Like, well, as if this would happen in a video game. Like they at least sort of gave us enough logic in the movie that it sort of made sense why he would realize he's in a video game and et cetera. I liked everybody involved.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy Taika Waititi as a bad guy anymore just because I see him as like a very charming kind of person.
Yeah, he is, even though he's like screaming at people and whatever, he does. I'm like, I like this guy.
Yeah, I think obviously they've gone be a cartoonish CEO and be silly and what have you.
Mm.
I mean, I liked that he was in it, but I never felt like
I never felt that.
But again, this is not intended to be a serious. It's more or less for like teens and people who like GTA Online and
they wanted to reunite him and Ryan Reynolds because of Green Lantern. So I can see why they wanted.
Sure, yeah. Do they? They don't actually interact at all at any level at any point, right? Okay,
no, because he's stuck in a video game. And I was worried at the end it's going to be like. Let's do spoilers.
Okay,
let's
move over. Best movie ever. Good fun time.
That at the end, like they're like, we got him into the real world or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Because it never set up anything like that. And they don't. And I think that's.
We use the technology from that Russell Crowe Denzel Washington movie where it was a bag of glass or whatever. We got a big bag of glass. We made it real. Virtuosity, that's what it was called. We remembered.
Mm.
He's got some Hitler DNA in him now.
Yes.
We couldn't get it out.
we shook the bag of glass. We couldn't get any of that DNA out. I did like that he realizes that he's in some kind of game of sorts where he can level up because he wants to do that to impress Jodie Comer. Jodie Comer, is that
Jodie Comer, I think.
Okay. And she's in Killing Eve or whatever, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. And but then there's another layer to that where he realizes that he's not real and has like a full breakdown, which I thought was very well done and quite amusing, like at the same time, you know? And Channing Tatum is in it.
Yeah. He shows up right at the start and I'm like, is that Channing Tatum? Mm. And then he shows up later and he's
dancing.
He's dancing.
He's a good dancer, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care what you say.
He's got magical Michael skills.
Yeah, that's right. And there is one other like very surprise cameo, which I think may have been spoiled for me, but I'd forgotten and maybe by the time it came around.
It's Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
He's in this for a second.
Yeah. When that Avengers theme kicked in, I'm like, I like that. I like that theme.
Okay, that's maybe another thing where I'm like, I feel like maybe they went one too many Disney Marvel references because we have them now and we can do like when the whole world's like, that's a lightsaber. Every game's got a lightsaber.
Oh, that part was a bit too much for me when it's, Yeah.
I really liked the shield shot up and I thought that was a fun little cameo. But again, when he got the light, I'm like, yeah.
That's pre-Fox merger as well, which is interesting.
Oh, okay,
I wonder whether they added that knowing it was coming.
Yeah,
or,
right, maybe.
I don't know.
But I'm just like, every game's got some sort of laser sword thing in it. Like,
you,
the whole world wouldn't be amazed that he had a lightsaber.
Should have cut him in half as well.
Right? Sure.
That effect of putting Ryan Reynolds' head on that body, really good.
I agree. Yeah, sure.
Very good effect.
Yeah.
Who's his best friend in it? I really like him.
It's interesting when we get to what we're reading. I saw him. He's in another thing that I just watched.
Yeah.
Well.
What's his name? He's great.
He's a Lil. He's got Lil in front of his name.
He's not Lil Bow Wow, is it?
No, he's not Lil Bow Wow.
He didn't grow up into this man who looks nothing like Lil Bow Wow.
No, Lil Bow Wow grew up to be Bow Wow, all right?
That's true. He was in the last Fast and Furious movie, wasn't he?
Lil Ray Howery.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I like him. He's funny. He's in that. I think he's in that John Cena comedy as well.
That's what I'm going to be talking about.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. He has some shades of that guy.
Lil Bow Wow.
No. The guy. He's always in movies with The Rock. Kevin Hart.
Okay,
sure.
He's got
some Kevin
Hart
vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I like him. He's very charismatic.
Not as insufferable.
Fair enough. What was I going to say? I can't remember. Look, I don't know. What else do you say about this? It's quite fun. I think there's some actual like inventive little things in this, like how you can see the old code of the world where he's from in the blinds and things like
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Huh.
I'm like, oh, why is he doing that? And then later it pays off. I think the action is quite good and how he learns to like level up as it goes and, you know, the fighting styles. And I like his clothes. I like how he ends up wearing the Henley.
Oh, sure.
I love that Henley. I looked up pale blue Henleys afterwards.
Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't find anything I liked. But there are specific kind of tea, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They're hard to get right, but when they fit, incredible. I love them. I love a Mason. I'm a big fan. But it's good.
It is good.
Despite having this been, oh no, I feel like I saw this like 3 years ago and I'm just okay, let's just
It feels like we saw it 3 years ago and I feel like we've seen so many trailers that to a certain extent I have seen it all, but I still had some fun surprises in there. It was
but
nice.
Steve has a mustache.
Oh yeah, Joe Keery's in this.
Yeah, got a little mustache. Which I liked. And, you know, I think the love story of those two, like, pays off at the end as well where because he put a lot of his thoughts and feelings and that into the Ryan Reynolds Free Guy character.
That's true.
Yeah, cool. Good stuff. Anyway, I want to talk about The Beach That Makes You Old.
Okay.
Parentheses. Excuse me, what?
Old?
Do you want to talk about old?
Parentheses. Let's stand around in circles and talk about theories about maybe what's happening on this beach.
And the jobs that we have.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So this is M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes, he's back.
He's back. And he's in this movie.
A bit. Yeah. Quite a bit.
And this
What do you think the story was?
Oh, jeez. Well, it's based on a graphic novel.
Yes.
Which I didn't read.
Sandcastles or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So it's not is this M. Night Shyamalan's first thing that he hasn't written?
That's a great question.
Isn't it though?
Last Airbender, probably not.
Oh yeah, he didn't write The Last Airbender. Yeah. That makes sense. He might have written the script, but he doesn't.
I wouldn't.
To the best of my knowledge,
I wouldn't say that I did that.
To the best of my knowledge, he didn't invent the concept of Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I think he did.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good on him. Anyway, there's a family.
Yep.
And they go on, they're like, oh, we found this holiday spot.
Yeah. I believe the line is, can you believe I found this online? Where else would you have found it? Don't you think, like, I'd be weirder if you didn't. If you're like, can you believe I found, like, a book in a forest? And had this, like, then I'd be like, that is weird, yeah.
Can you believe we touched this isotope? We were transported to this holiday destination. Yeah, so they heard about this beach. They heard about this resort.
Yeah.
They go to the resort and they're welcome to the resort, and there's other people there, and
it's got White Lotus vibes if you watch that show.
And then what do you call it? What's the guy? Is it a hotel?
Concierge.
He's like, yeah. Hey,
hotel management.
Tell you this much. Why don't you go to a beach? It's a special secret beach. I don't tell everybody about it, but you can go to the beach if you want. And then they go to the beach with a bunch of other people.
Yep.
Turns out it's a beach that makes you old, but how does it make you old?
The rocks. The
rocks are magic, I think.
I want to do spoilers because we know what it is. It's about a beach that makes you old.
Can we talk? No, let's. We don't have to do spoilers just yet.
Why not?
Because I just want to make fun of it without spoiling it yet.
Okay. But wait, just so you know, you would know that we're going to cover about how it makes people old.
Yeah, we are. So don't worry about spoilers. That. If you think, folks, that we're not going to cover why this beach makes you old, if you think we're not going to do that, we're going to review this entirely without telling you how the beach makes you old.
I thought this was so funny and just...
But like, not intentionally, right?
Some of it. But like even the opening parts where like they're with the families in the van together and she's like, man, I love your voice. I can't wait till you grow up and I get to hear what your voice is like when you grow up. Don't let...
But
life
similarly,
pass you by.
Exactly. Similarly, let's savor every moment and not get old.
Look how big you guys are getting. You're not too big. Don't go to a beach that makes you old.
Just, you know, sometimes on Twitter you'll see somebody go, I fed every Seinfeld script into a bot and then it made its own episode or whatever. And you go, I don't think you really fed every episode of Seinfeld into a bot and made an episode. Yeah. I think you just wrote that and you tweaked it a little bit so it sounds like it was made by an AI. I think this movie was written by an AI. I think they really got all the like every piece of M. Night Shyamalan dialogue and they put it into a
Put the happening in maybe 2 to 3 times.
Yeah, and then they put it in there and then it just spouted all this dialogue. This is AI built dialogue to the extent, and we'll get to why the beach makes you old, obviously. But there was a moment to this. This is a spoiler only in the sense this is what doesn't happen to the beach that makes you old. I thought that maybe the reveal would be that everybody was an AI in this movie. It'd be like, well, you thought you were getting old because of magic rocks that make you old or whatever, but actually it's because the processor that was running your AI made you old or something. Yeah. And I'd be like, of course, because none of these people talk like real human beings.
Yeah.
You all talk like weird robots. M. Night Shyamalan's dialogue is getting worse.
Maybe. But
he hasn't done anything since Glass.
No, he's – oh, since Glass, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. It's all of it's so odd, weird and stilted, and there's good actors in here.
I agree.
I loved seeing Rufus Sewell again.
Oh, yeah, from Dark City.
Yes.
And Knight's Tale.
And Gods of Egypt probably is
and
in that.
Other things,
I don't know if he's in that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not in that.
Like, I've just written here, God, these characters. So there's an Instagram model woman who's married to Rufus Sewell.
Yeah.
The Rufus Sewell. And
Rufus.
Local reference, don't worry about it. But
dated local reference.
Yes. She's an Instagram model with a daughter. And her first line is like, Don't slouch. Do you not want to be attractive or get boys to like you? And I'm like, that's a parody of a person.
She's telling a 6-year-old daughter or however old she is.
And at the same time that's happening, one of the lead kids is just walking around to everybody in the resort going, what's your job? What's your job? And I'm like, geez, I wonder if that's going to come up. I was going to say later. It comes up multiple times of people that are just like, this is my job. I'm a heart scientist. I'm telling you, something's going on.
I've looked at every heart in the world. He's like a tiny little exposition divining machine, I guess. Yeah.
Like an AI.
Yeah. See? Or a little stand-up comedian who's doing crowd work. Yeah. Hey, what's your name? What do you do? Oh, I'm working in a bloody office. Bloody, you ever photocopy your bum? The office party? I know things. I've never worked in an office.
And there's like little things like there's a rapper in it called Mid-Size Sedan. And I know that's a joke, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's just not very creative.
Okay, sure.
As a joke, you know what I mean?
Look, I wouldn't. There could be, you know, these rappers and bands have strange names, James. I don't know if you're
aware of
that.
I guess they do.
But yeah. But I mean, it's also, well, that's something we'll have to cover in spoilers, I think.
Yeah.
The presence of the rapper Mid-Size Sedan.
Also, he was there for too long. Because he'd already been there with his girlfriend at the beach. Sure. Like in the morning, he was there at sunset, sunrise or whatever.
Yeah.
By the time they get there, doesn't seem like that guy doesn't age at all. And they reference and they're like, well, good thing we're bloody African American. There's nobody's bloody, we're not aging as much, are we, or whatever.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, you just didn't want to put the old man makeup on him. I know what's going on here. And so, I don't know, what else? What else are we going to do before we do the things that unfold on the beach?
I think we'll have to, I think that's pretty much it. It looks nice. I thought it looked
beautiful looking.
I think it's a beautiful looking movie. Like, It's slightly, the whole movie is slightly overexposed, but I think that's the point. It's supposed to look like this island paradise where, you know, the sun is just a little too bright. Yeah. Again, which led me to be like, is this an AI? Are we all in a simulation?
Mm.
Currently, am I in a simulation? Probably.
Probably, maybe.
Probably not, though.
Nah, probably not. I mean, who cares, ultimately? I told you how I told my class once about that we might be living in a simulation.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that.
Well, no, they were talking about existence or whatever.
Okay.
And something
came up. How old are these children?
Like grade 4 or 5, maybe.
Too young to tell children.
I agree. And then it came up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to explain this to you, right, because you're asking me.
Okay.
I just want you to know I don't think we're living in a simulation. I don't want you to go home and tell your parents that your teacher told you that nothing's real.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that this is not something I think is real. This is a theory. And so, no, I never got any pushback on that, thank God, because kids are having an existential crisis.
Yeah.
They're not real. Anyway.
Yeah, it looks nice. I enjoy the work of the actors in it.
Yep.
In other projects. But I thought this movie was a weird mess, and it makes no sense. None of it makes any sense. I'm sure it's been done to death in other reviews because we are way late to the party. But my goodness,
I had such a fun time though.
Yeah, it's
so fun. So they find a dead body.
Wait, are we spoilers?
Yeah, spoilers.
Okay,
best movie ever.
Go I loved it.
I loved it, Mason.
The beach that makes you old. Let's all get on the beach that makes you old. So spoilers.
Spoilers.
No, okay, I guess the beach makes you old.
Yeah.
Because the rocks are magic.
It's got magic beach rocks.
So there's we're in a sort of a...
cove.
A cove, good. You're good with the words today because I'm bad with the words currently.
Mm.
But we're in a cove and it's got big rocks surrounding it.
Yeah.
And
what do you do?
The rocks make you old. There's no really no more explanation than that.
Yeah.
For the it's just some radiation and it ages you up. Every 30 minutes you age a year? Is
something
right?
like that. And but it's also at the same time, it's like, well, your hair doesn't grow because that's the hair's already dead.
Oh, because it's dead tissue, yeah.
So some people go grey and some people don't.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well,
as
someone who is grey, I want to know what's going on, Mason.
And some kids grow up and they have 5 o'clock shadow. So why did their hair grow or not grow? But, I mean, that's obviously because otherwise everybody would have, like, you know, 2-foot-long, 3-foot-long hair.
Yeah.
And they have to explain it or whatever.
But they did explain it. Luckily,
they sorted it out. Genius.
But so they immediately find a dead body of mid-sized sedan's girlfriend who was there.
Yeah.
Who it's not an aged-up body. It's just a dead body at this point. Mm-hmm. He seems not that fussed by it. And neither does anybody else because their immediate reaction is, let's call it in. Let's get back.
Uh-huh.
They were just sitting on the beach like, man, dead bodies, am I right? I think they found a dead body over there. And it's like, you should move. You should start moving in a direction. But they can't leave the beach anyway because when you walk through the exit, you get a headache and you black out. But before you black out, you
walk back to the beach, I guess.
Back to the beach.
Yeah. But at one point they're like, hey, maybe we could slowly.
Mm. Yeah.
Like maybe it's like
acclimatize.
Maybe it's like coming up from there.
Yeah.
The underwater if we do it slowly. But then they just don't.
Yeah. Well, there's another thing I thought they were going to do. Because I don't know if you noticed this. They send a bunch of food with them. And like Shyamalan's like, here's a bunch of food because you don't know how bloody
kids
hungry
eat
kids
a lot
will
of
get.
Because
your kid's going to be 60 tomorrow. They're going to need a lot of food.
They're going to need 40, 70 years of food or whatever.
But the food keeps. The food doesn't spoil.
Yep.
Because it's in special, like, silver packaged whatever.
So what you're saying is they should have
made a suit out of it. Yes.
A suit out of it.
It would have worked.
Yeah.
It 100% would have worked. Am I right?
No, you're right. You're probably right, yeah.
But they don't do that.
You get in the esky and then you get someone to drag you out.
But what they end up doing is swimming through magic coral. No, regular coral.
Regular coral, yeah.
But it's the way out.
Yes.
And then you can. Anyway, the reason they. The beach makes you old. It's not neither here nor there.
Wait, can we cover some more stuff?
Oh, definitely. I was just going to explain like why they were doing any of it.
2 6-year-olds grow up and have a baby, and that's gross.
That's
and
so
weird.
So fucked up. Like it's such a weird.
But then it doesn't amount to anything.
No, because the baby dies immediately because they put it down for a second or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's also so they're 2 6-year-olds and they grow up and they're lying together. And to kind of get around that they have the minds of 6-year-olds, it's like, I feel very grown up now. I don't feel like I used to feel before or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they have a baby and it's just really, it's just not very cool.
You could have maybe had one of the adults be pregnant.
No. The other thing.
One of them, weird thing, yeah.
One of them is pregnant with a football-sized tumour.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that he cuts it. It was a big noise, wasn't it?
No, I heard the big noise.
What was that?
It's probably people coming to your door to applaud how good this podcast is. Just a mob of people with torches and pitchforks. And they're like,
yeah. We love this. Kill
sorry,
him.
Sorry, this seems threatening. But it's just how we celebrate in our religion.
Yeah.
At one point, a man is stabbed with a rusty thing.
Yep.
And he gets poisoned by rust and he dies.
Yep.
But then, like, three scenes prior, somebody gets surgery done on them and everybody's putting their dirty fingers in their body.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
To bloody... Because right you can't... If you cut somebody open to do surgery on them, it'll close straight away because of the time in the beach that makes you old. So they're like, all right, everybody get in there and hold this thing open.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they die of infection?
Great question. Also, because, like, that wound would be open for...
decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you know something. What I mean?
Or years, or months.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I thought, we talked about this before, I thought the main woman went deaf and the husband went blind.
Yes.
Because there's a moment where, like, I think he's being attacked and she doesn't notice or something like that.
Yeah.
But then they have a conversation later, so I don't know whether I've just misread that.
Or maybe it's a metaphor for how, you know, couples don't listen to each other. Don't see each other.
And one cheats or whatever.
Yeah, or something.
Or something. I wasn't really listening when they were talking about their feelings, to be honest.
Because the parent...
I was thinking about that baby that died from lack of attention or whatever they said.
Bit of a distraction.
Yeah.
Because the two parents are going to be divorced. They want to show their children...
A good time.
One last time.
Good time, not a long time, though.
Good time, not a long time, and not a weird 2 6-year-olds growing up time. Because that's... That's bad. I shouldn't have had that.
Yeah, yeah. I've written here. Okay, something. I've written here. That woman had bonitis. Do you remember the episode of Futurama where
they unfreeze the
guy from the 80s and he has bonitis and he never cures bonitis and all his bones break?
Yeah, yeah. And at the end he's like, my only regret was that I had bonitis and then he dies.
This woman definitely had bonitis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the reason behind people... dumping people in the beach that makes you old.
Okay, so so because it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie and he appears to be in this stage of his creative process, he's decided there's a secret organization.
Yep.
And what they need to do, they're testing out actually, we should explain it. Okay, so the everybody dies on the beach except for the two kids, and then the two kids, they swim through the coral to escape.
Because he got a secret note from a boy.
That's right, in a code.
Yeah. But he couldn't figure it out when he was a little boy, but now that he's a man who had a baby.
Mm. So anyway, so they escape through the coral and then there's a glint from across the cove of the beach that makes you go old.
Yeah.
Earlier in the movie. Mm. And the kids are like, what's that? I see a glint over there.
Mm.
Maybe that'll be important later. And then everybody dies and then the two kids swim away and then over on the other side of the cove, the glint turns out to be a guy with a camera.
It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, with the telescope.
Yeah.
And he's
making sure they're all dying on the beach.
And he's like, we got them. They're all dead. Terrific. Test number 73 is complete. Everybody's dead because that's what we do. We've done this heaps of times. And then it turns out that there's a company. They're like a pharmaceutical company.
Yep.
And they're testing out various – they bring people to the beach that makes you go old. And they all have – who all have various afflictions, like various –
mental or physical.
Yeah.
I thought the dude had Alzheimer's, but he had a
– swollen butt.
No, the guy with a knife who was trying to stab everybody.
Oh.
He had a mental health condition.
Yeah, schizophrenia maybe.
Yeah, okay, right.
But anyway, so they bring people to the beach.
I looked up that Marlon Brando movie as well.
On the beach?
Jack Nicholson. You know
that? Oh, yeah, 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 right. Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So go on.
So they bring him to the resort. Then they secretly dose him with a medication that is designed to treat their illnesses.
Yes.
And then they send them to the beach that makes you go old to see what happens over a lifetime when you take that medication. So the idea is
if you have seizures and you don't have any seizures when you're there, that means it works.
Yeah, so the whole thing is that this organization has discovered the beach that makes you go old. They have decided to use that to do a lifetime of testing of particular drugs in a day.
Yes. But it doesn't also, but that, It's interesting because that
it raises many questions, well, doesn't it?
I thought
because the way you get the medication is because you've got a disease and you show up at the resort and they're like, here, have a cocktail that we've made for you, very special cocktail because of your preferences. You said you liked a fruity drink, so here's a fruity drink, right? And you drink it, and that's the medication. But what if you don't want it?
Yes,
or like you there with your wife and you're like, now you try this drink and I'll try your drink. Great, like, you know, like couples which do would it happen. All the time. Yeah. And then you're cross-pollinating the medication.
It also means that, like, you're not – it doesn't mean that you've increased your ability to genetically create things that prevent diseases.
Yeah.
That part's unrelated to the beach.
Mm.
The beach just speeds up the process.
Yes.
But so it doesn't actually aid you in making what you need to make.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Also, what data are you getting?
Are they plugged into something?
It's just M. Night Shyamalan on a ridge with a camera. What are you getting from this? Look, they went old.
I mean, they had their vital, so presumably they were monitoring them somehow.
Maybe,
but if they had, like, some kind of monitoring device on them, presumably that would break down over time as well. But he's just taking notes.
You need a maintenance guy to show up halfway through.
If you went in with, like, an old school, like, scuba diver.
It seems they got old and they died. Test complete.
Test complete.
Because Glass was this as well. It was just like there's a secret organization. They're doing secret stuff.
Yeah.
You don't even know about it.
I still don't know about it. Anyway, the kids.
Maybe you shouldn't have been so silly as to go to a beach.
The kids.
You idiots.
The kids got out though, didn't they?
They did.
The kids got out and then they tell everybody. He goes up to the police officer and he's like, are you a police officer?
He's like, yeah, I've got jurisdiction over this beach, of this resort where I'm not from here. What? Who am I arresting? What's going on?
The people who send people to the beach that makes you go old. Yeah. Oh, wouldn't there be more to like learn from like the aging process from the beach that makes you old?
I would think so.
That's what I think.
Maybe forget about the secret medication trials. Just
see what's up with that beach that makes you old.
Right.
There's one clip I wanted to show you because I'm pretty sure that bit where we go into the lab, there's a CGI man in the background.
Oh, he's not real at all.
I'm pretty confident he's not real.
Here's a question for you.
I don't know.
No, you do. You'll know the answer to this because you're up on all the trends with the kids.
Okay.
Why would you send a famous rapper onto the beach that makes you old?
Yeah, great question. I don't know. I don't know.
Because, like, and again, I...
But they say that, like, well, we sent a plane to them, like, personally, and then I picked them up.
Oh.
But they would have gone, they would have told somebody we're going... You don't tell nobody when you're going away.
That's, look, and we generally don't dip into real-life conspiracy theories on this podcast, really. But generally... The reason I don't believe in conspiracy theories is the number of people involved to make a conspiracy theory happen.
Yes.
I don't believe that number of people would be so competent and so, like, committed that nobody would ever make a mistake or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's always like, oh, the secret is this. And it's like, wouldn't somebody involved tell their wife about it or tell their – or get drunk at a thing at the pub and tell their friends?
I would, like, if I worked for the man who sends people to the beach that makes you old.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
But it's the same thing here. It's like, we've sent hundreds of people to the beach that makes you old. None of them said anything.
Yeah.
None of them are missed by their friends or workmates or family. Nah. And they're like, oh, we covered it up. So did you? This rapper's going to – like, he's probably got a billion Instagram followers. They're not going to wonder where he went.
You know the notepad?
Yes.
Who wrote the notepad again with all the names on it?
I don't know.
But didn't they find that on the beach that makes you old?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, did they know all the previous people who was at the beach?
The kids?
No, like on the notepad because it had everybody missing in it.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a CGI person. Check this out. Look, there's no reason for this person to be CGI, but they move weirdly. Okay. He's going to appear here. Watch. This guy.
Oh, wow.
Is that a fake man?
Looked like a fake man. But as I haven't watched Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
But as I understand it, there is some debate on the internet over whether one of the main
characters is
an entirely CGI man, despite the fact that he's appeared in other things,
He's a famous actor.
But that guy looked fake.
Yeah. Let's go again.
Were they like this?
Let's go again.
Like, this scene looks a little too empty.
I'm going to put it on Twitter, but look, he's probably real.
Sure.
But he moves weirdly, right?
Yeah.
We're going to go again. It's at 1:30. 1 hour 31 and about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Probably more like 12. Here we go. Top right corner. Look at this man.
He's the man in the middle. Yeah, he looks like
he's probably real.
Yeah, but he looks like a GTA guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, the beach makes you old, everyone gets arrested for using people at the old beach.
Yeah.
The beach that makes
you old. Even though you'd be like, hey, I've got a list of people that they've made old with a beach.
Yeah.
The cop would be like, what?
And then they Jurassic Park out of there on the helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you've got to do how you spoke to your auntie? And she's like, how old is she? She's like, how do you think she was? I was 6 and now I'm 50. What do you think, idiot?
Yep.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah, good.
All in all, I highly recommend this beach is making me old.
Yeah.
Set as, I want it set in the style of these pretzels are making me thirsty, though.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Did you like this, though, really?
Yeah, kind of. But it's not good, is it?
But here's how much of this is, like, tongue-in-cheek, though?
I don't think any of it is.
I don't know, though. Isn't it?
We'd have to read some interviews with M. Night Shyamalan, yeah. I think. But even then, I don't know if it's true. But I feel like the reason that I was entertained by this and I hated Glass
yeah.
is because Glass is in my wheelhouse of, like, superhero stuff.
Yeah.
And the idea of just somebody absolutely mangling the concept of superheroes upset me.
Yeah.
But this, I don't care, because I don't care about a beach that makes you old. I'm not an expert in a beach that makes you old or secret pharmaceutical companies that secretly dose people with pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
send them to the beach that makes you old. I don't care about yeah. that. So maybe there are some aficionados. Maybe the people that read that original graphic novel are so mad about it.
I also think that, like, if you're on the beach that makes you old,
yes.
you'd panic way more.
Yeah.
There's so much just like, let's just sit for a minute.
Yeah.
And by a minute, I mean years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
I don't get it. Mm. I thought the casting was good for, like, as people were aged up.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Mm. Anyway, should we move on to the next segment of the show?
Oh, yeah. What are we reading?
What are we going to read?
What are we going to
read? Put on my headphone.
Okay, you do that.
Just one?
Yeah, just one. You've only got one head.
That's true. Beach makes you old. I don't know about that. Mason. I don't know about that.
Sounds like you're having second thoughts about the beach that makes you old.
I loved it. I'm doing a thing. Westworld.
Nice.
Can't wait for whatever he does next. I'm a big fan.
In my job,
like. Genuinely. Yeah. I mean, who's making shit like that?
Nobody.
Fucking nobody.
Because it's dumb. Dumb movies.
I loved it. I hope it made a lot of money. Let me check the box office.
Do you think it's the similar thing where he just used his own money, like with Glass?
Maybe.
Is that why he gets to keep making these?
Maybe, yeah. Let me check this.
Could you look up M. Night Shyamalan net worth?
Yeah, I can do that too. Okay, so cool. Got 50% on Metacritic. So it budget was $18 million and it made 90.
Did you say 18?
18. And it made 90.
That's not bad.
Fuck. It's incredible.
He's the mid-sized sedan of movie directors.
He must be. He'd be loaded, right?
I think so.
What's he doing next? I'm going to find out.
Okay, great.
His last one was old. That was through Universal Pictures. They've gotten anything. He hasn't got anything upcoming at the moment. Net worth. I bet it will say $12 million.
His net worth.
No, $80 million.
There you go.
Whoa, good on him.
I would have said, yeah, I would have said like, because if he.
I mean, he's made huge movies.
He made, you know, on The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable alone.
Yeah.
And then he made, and like I think I said, he paid. Didn't he pay for most of Glass himself?
You're right, he did. Yeah. And the one before that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Well, you know, worked for him, so.
It certainly did. What have you been reading, Mason?
Well, as I mentioned, I watched Vacation Friends.
And?
Which is, it's pretty fun. It's a lighthearted watch. It's got John Cena and Lil Rel Howery, as previously mentioned. But he's like, he's one half of a very uptight couple.
Yep.
And, super uptight. But then they meet another couple featuring John Cena and another person.
And they're loose.
And they're loose units and they have fun, crazy times. And it's pretty, you know, it's pretty lighthearted fun.
Yeah. What's it called? Couple
Vacation. Vacation Friends.
Cool, cool, cool. That's true. Often you'll meet someone on vacation and then you're vacation friends and then you never have to see them again.
That's true.
That's what I'm about.
But what if the vacation friends come back during your wedding?
Oh, no. Good stuff. I read issue number one of Superman's Son of Kal-El.
Oh, so in the Superman comic books currently, he has a son named Jonathan Kent who has received the comic book equivalent of going to the beach that makes you old.
Yes.
Because he was a kid recently, but now he's more of an adult, and he's taken over as Superman where Superman goes into space or something?
Something like that. Tom Taylor and John Timms.
Tom Taylor.
There's just one issue. Oh, so there's three issues, but I've read one. But no, I liked it. It's like... It's him figuring out what kind of Superman that he is in a world where there was a really good Superman already.
Yeah.
And that's a lot to live up to, but he's kind of got like – he's got the good qualities of both his parents. Like he's got the tenacity also of like Lois Lane as well.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
So here's a question for you, James.
Yes.
Because I'm not up to date on this sort of stuff.
This sort of. You just yelled the movie Glass. Cause
I did.
Because you were an expert.
I'm not up to date exactly on Superman currently, so – Are there other Superman books currently running where regular Superman is still Superman?
I think there is. There's that one.
Is this an Elseworlds or is this
no,
like
I think
a
it's the real
slightly
continuity.
In the future?
I don't know. I just saw it and decided to read it. But isn't there that Justice Society? Not Justice Society. What's that one?
Well, there's a...
There's a
potential future of the DC Universe called DC 1 Million.
That's not it, Mason. Okay. That's not what I'm talking about. Where is it? I downloaded it, but I haven't read it yet. Oh, here we go. Superman and the Authority.
Oh.
So is that what he's up to at the moment?
Oh, great question. I should read that. I liked The Authority back in the day.
Yeah, so I haven't read it yet, so I don't know what it's about or whatever.
Okay. What I was going to say is...
Superman 78's out.
Yeah. I didn't know. So I saw a little bit of that as well. It's got a...
Number two!
Got the Gene Hackman Lex Luthor in it.
Yeah. Wow, I'm well
And
behind.
You won't believe what he's up to.
Nothing.
No, he's doing stuff.
Good stuff?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Fun nods to stuff. Well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
What I was going to say is, there's like a lot of potential futures of the DC Universe, and they always tease like, it's always like this, all this crazy stuff's happening in the future. And then in the present day, they always tease that stuff is going to happen, but it never eventuates.
Never get it.
And in the DC 1 million continuity, Superman leaves Earth and his son takes over as Superman 2.
Yes.
That's what's happening here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is a permanent thing. It won't be. They'll send it back to the status quo at some point.
Yeah. But I really like the character of Jonathan Kent, though. I think it's cool. Mason.
It is
cool.
Anything
else that you're reading or going to read?
Oh, you know what? I didn't know this existed, but I'm going to check it out. We were always talking about Frank Miller and his Dark Knight Returns stuff. I didn't know that in 2016 he did The Dark Knight Returns, The Last Crusade.
I think I've talked about this.
Have you?
Yeah, I read it.
Probably wasn't listening.
It came out like it was really delayed, and it turns out that maybe he didn't write a lot of it.
Yeah, it was mostly Brian Azzarello.
Yeah, but it's better than two. And also, we talked about this, Batman Gets Young Again.
Maybe I did read it then.
That's
four, I think. That's The Master Race.
Oh, so this, yeah.
This is one that happened.
I've read all of them.
Oh,
so whatever
them?
whatever the one is you're talking about, I've read it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to track it down then.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to track down. No. You just look in Comixology and it'll be.
Yeah, I'll just get it for like $2 or whatever.
Good, good, good.
Anything else? What are we doing? Nope, that's everything, all right?
That's everything.
Yeah.
Should we dip into the bag of things we need to watch for next week? We could do Snake Eyes. We could do Snake Eyes Origins next week.
We can get Snake Eyes. All right.
Because at the end of the year, we have to do a recap. You know what I mean?
That's true. And if at the end of the year, we're like, we didn't see anything.
Yeah. We got to.
So, folks, if you haven't seen Snake Eyes,
we might talk about it next week.
Get into Snake Eyes.
Unless something else.
Really enjoy that movie, which I've heard is quite underwhelming. And we'll get into it.
Heard nothing but bad things. Mm. All right. Should we do the next segment of the show?
Yes. Letters. It's letters.
Here right now, we're going to do
letters.
You idiot, Mason.
What happens is it autoplays sometimes.
Why have you got it on autoplay?
I didn't think I did.
Every now and then YouTube will switch over to autoplay. It does it automatically.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to keep watching forever? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't.
Stop watching things.
This will kill me.
All right, here we go. Let's start with letters.
Mm-hmm.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a take away.
I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter or WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com. WeeklyPlanetPod, I should say. If you want to send us a thought, a feeling, a question, an answer, anything that you've got. What have you got in terms of a letter today, Mason?
Oh, gosh. Here's one. This is from, I'm going to say, Cathal.
Okay.
C-A-T-H-A-L, emailing from A&E. Which is emergency.
That's bad news normally.
Hi, James and Mason. I'm a big fan who's been listening since the early days, but decided to get in touch now as I'm in 7 hours in A&E and have nothing better to do. A couple of days ago, I fell down some stone steps while on holiday. It was a massive set of stairs in Sorrento, Italy.
How many steps?
Massive, it says. That I've gone up and down dozens of times, but on the last day, I fell down them like the slinky in Ace Ventura 2. I had a bag of glass bottles of limoncello I bought as gifts around my wrist. So I was focusing on trying not to fall in the bag of glass attached to my arm. In doing so, I fell in a comic manner I can only describe as Mr. Bean style. Anywho, the mixture of having my bloods taken, painkillers and general concussion inspired me to contact you and tell you how much the show means to me and how it's always been something to look forward to when I'm not feeling great. I hope you guys are well and keep up the good work. That's Cathal in Ireland.
Good Lord.
Can I be the Irish klutz of the podcast? Yes, you can.
I thought you were going to be like, and I broke glass and cut up my arms up and my mom fell off.
That's
arm intact. Yeah. Arm intact. Sorry, there's some works going on in the neighborhood, it turns out.
Some works.
Can I tell my neighbors to shut up? Hey, shut up.
Hey, shut up. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
It's me, Mr. Sunday Content. Don't you recognize me? And the guy will be like, I'm doing my own content. It's called bloody hard work.
And I'll say, I'm going to murder you when you're asleep. I know exactly where you are.
Whoa.
I'll come get you whenever I want. I'll come over this fence, I'll get you.
Wow. And then he can be like, just kidding, Halloween fools. Not really going to murder you.
And I'll be like, I'm not joking, actually.
No.
This is a tweet from Caitlin who says, hashtag weekly planet pod. Okay. Hashtag weekly planet pod. I actually have a good question.
Just to be clear, folks, don't get into fun accidents to be on the podcast.
No. It won't get you on the podcast.
Get you on the podcast. It won't guarantee one anything. Time. No guarantees in this life.
Caitlin says, how do you think the MCU would have turned out if they started with smaller projects in the vein of Disney Plus shows and smaller character stories but then built up to bigger characters and movies? It's a tough one. Has that ever really been done effectively?
Give it to me again.
So you start smaller characters, smaller stories on like television, Disney Plus, and then you build up to a larger thing. For example, Firefly, I guess.
Sure, yeah, okay, right. That.
Mission Impossible.
That's an example,
but
sure.
It's not like the same continuity. Or it is. Could be the same continuity, I guess.
I think it is. Because the first one is more the TV series, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's hard to go cinematic from...
Yeah, and you need that massive budget.
Yeah. And I think maybe it would be different. It's different now.
Yeah.
Because the line between cinema and
TV is... Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe it could be achievable now. Like, I think if they went, if they were building an MCU from the ground up, for example, now, and they were like, we're going to start with Hawkeye.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have gotten the budget for a Hawkeye TV series that's set in New York and it's action-packed and it's millions of dollars an episode. They wouldn't have got that if the MCU didn't exist already.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
would have gotten TV budget, we're filming this in Canada.
Arrow stuff or whatever.
Arrow stuff.
Yeah, it's because I think... Maybe there was a point where Arrow and that universe was maybe going to go that way or could have gone that way.
Yeah, potentially, at least, sure, you know? Yeah.
I mean, they...
Arrow's always been the Arrowverse seems to have always been a testing ground for DC trying out characters and situations and storylines
on
TV and then recasting for a movie, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it could work now. I don't think it could have worked in 2008, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, interesting.
Right.
What else have you got in terms of email?
I'm going to find something.
I've got one here from Stephen is fully vaccinated.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations, Stephen. So am I. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I think this era of disgruntled directors wanting to edit and re-edit needs to just stop. This is off the back of the news that the Thor 2 director, Alan Taylor, wants a Snyder cut of Thor The Dark World.
I did say that, yeah.
To be fair, I didn't read the article. I don't know exactly what he said. But I don't know. He won't get that. That Marvel won't give it to him for one.
No, absolutely not.
He hasn't like been around in the ether of Marvel movies since
Ether,
thank you.
The Dark World.
Yes, and I meant that. And
we'll never know if he meant it or not.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get any
Marvel recuts. Because that would imply, I feel like Disney, and I think we've mentioned this on the show before, but Disney have this sort of outward-facing strategy of like, we never make mistakes.
Yeah.
We've never made.
We didn't reshoot Solo. You reshot Solo with anyone.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to get you for copyright infringement because you recut Solo. I don't think they would ever admit to making a mistake.
Yeah.
Especially since things are going well.
Maybe in like 10, 20 years, they're like, here's an extended whatever. But they don't, because they don't even do extended cuts, do they?
That's true, yeah.
It's just like, here's some occasional deleted scenes or whatever. But that's pretty much it. But no, I don't think this era is going to stop anytime soon. I think people are still going to keep doing it until they realize that it's not that effective to keep shouting about it.
That's true.
You know, there was that one that happened. There might be another.
Yeah. And also there's no surge of people going, I demand a recut of Thor the Dark World.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
exactly.
Look,
to be fair, this article might just be him going, I'd love to take another crack at that edit or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't know. Maybe he literally wants Zack Snyder to cut a version of Thor the Dark World together.
I would like a better version of my movie, but I don't want to do it. And also I can't give you any of the footage because Marvel hasn't. So you're going to have to use what I'm going to send you a DVD of Thor the Dark World and you have to make a better version, Zack Snyder.
What else you got, Mason?
I'm going to find something.
Okay, he's going to find one more.
One more.
And then we're all going to go home.
You're already home.
Yeah, but I'm going to be even more home. Just got a comment here I saw on YouTube that just says Quantum of Anus.
James, here's an email from Richie.
Hello, Richie.
Says, accidentally shared your podcast on a work email. Hey, lads, the other day I was trying to convince a friend of mine to listen to your show, so I sent him a YouTube link to the iconic pig rolling down a hill moment. Unfortunately, this was during a work day and I was in the middle of putting together a very professional email to some senior team members at the time. Instead of copying and pasting a Dropbox link of my work, I accidentally pasted in the aforementioned pig clip. So instead of seeing the latest poster designs for an upcoming drama, the extended members of my team were treated to some podcasting gold. I was embarrassed at first, but one of the team wrote to me to say he liked the sound of you guys and would give you a listen.
Yes.
I think irreparably damaging my professional reputation is a fair price to pay for the vague possibility of one new, potential new listener.
I agree.
Love the show and thanks for the laughs. That's from Richie. And I think, you know what I said earlier? Don't injure yourself for the podcast.
But
do embarrass yourself at work for the podcast.
Professionally embarrass yourself.
Professionally embarrass yourself. Yeah, really cripple your career.
Professionally.
Professionally, yeah. I gotcha. Definitely do that.
Terrific stuff. Actually, that stuff like that does help out the show. Not the like the...
Not your embarrassment.
Having other people listen.
Yes, that's
really
true.
Helps the show,
yeah.
And we appreciate it.
So, folks, if you could squeeze maybe a clip from our podcast.
Yeah.
Like into a work presentation maybe or like your school presentation or, you know.
Yeah.
Just
whatever.
Yeah.
Just get it on a PowerPoint slide.
Get on a PowerPoint slide.
Yeah.
Just show up at your local coffee shop, set up a little table, put it on there.
And just go for it.
Yeah. And this is the last one. This is from Michael.
Michael.
Says, hello. I just wanted to reach out and let you know that while I enjoy your podcast very much, it has never helped through any kind of tough period in my life.
What?
Not to say it wouldn't have. I just haven't really had any kind of tough period in my life. I know that I'm very blessed. I don't want to be the official anything of the pod. Keep up the great work, Michael.
Just a guy just cruising on
just
by.
Just cruising on by. just Michael, bloody easy rider over here. Having a great time.
Official easy rider of the podcast.
That's right. Bloody must be nice. Bloody lucky for some.
No, thank you for listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't have to be life-changing because really, why would it be for most people?
We just talked about the movie Old, about the beach that makes you old.
It makes you old, that beach.
It's true.
A lot of people don't know that, but that beach makes you old.
That's right.
Anything else?
That's the whole show, I reckon.
I agree.
So, folks, thank you so much for listening. Hope everybody's doing all right out there.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for subscribing.
Yeah.
Thank you for liking the show. Thank you for telling friends. Thank you for telling work colleagues. Thanks for embarrassing yourself in front of work colleagues in order to get them to listen
Agreed.
To the podcast. Thank you for leaving a 5-star review because, as we said, they do very much help out. James, you got any there?
Got a couple right here, Mason. You can just do an in-app. It's so unbelievably helpful. This is from Steel Exterior, who says, need more. I've been listening to the pod since 6th grade and took me through to high school. Now I'm in my freshman year of college working 30 hours a week listening to the pod with every spare moment. I wish there were 3 episodes a week because I burned through the new one in a day and listen to old episodes the rest of the week. Thanks for the laughs and weirdly obscure trivia. Weekly whack-a-do for life.
Nice.
Passage of time, isn't it strange? And this is from Michael.
Beach that makes you old.
That's right, Michael A. Tover, who says, top notch. Love this pod. Awesome info and breakdowns and very funny. These two dudes work well off each other. And are a weekly listen for me. Do yourself a favor and subscribe to this podcast. Thank you to those reviews and all reviews that come through. I read out to every week.
The good ones.
Yeah, well, they're mostly good. I don't think
mostly
there's
good. Yeah.
And I don't read out like the very rare negative ones, because why would I encourage that, Mason?
That's true.
Why would I? This isn't hate mail.
But
do a review.
That's right.
Got to bring back that hate mail.
Yeah, we'll find some.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp.
Mm.
You can go to Patreon. Wait.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can do that. I'm done it out of order, James. I shan't do it out of order.
He's ever. Not going to.
No. You can go to the Planet Broadcasting Grademates Facebook group.
Yep.
You can have fun, good time chats about podcasts and pop culture and all kinds of things. There's also a subreddit, Weekly Planet Pod, I think, or Weekly Planet Podcast. There's
it looks to be there's a competitive amount of numbers in there in the Facebook group.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what's going on.
There's also Discord. Whatever's happening over there, wherever that is. Maybe it's an app, maybe it's a website.
We don't know.
I don't know.
People are like, you should go in there. And I'm like, is this a trick? I don't know.
It is.
Is it?
It is a trick. If you want to follow us, you can follow at Raw Collings on Twitter. You can follow at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's also Raw Collings. He's doing the Lord's work.
He really is.
Yeah. You can also follow me on Twitter at Wikipedia Brown. You can follow me on Instagram at Nick Maso, NickMaseau. James is Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
I can't deny it.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. You can chuck in a buck or any amount, or you don't have to.
Yeah.
What if you wouldn't miss it in a month? Donate that.
You could absolutely
but if
do
you
that.
Would miss it, shouldn't. Keep it for yourself.
I agree.
Buy stuff you need.
Keep it to yourself. Do it for yourself.
That's right.
Do it for you.
That's our motto here. Keep it to yourself and do it for yourself.
Anything else?
Yeah. You got a big sandwich.co. And you can sign up for $9 reduced per month. Bonus podcasts, early videos, all kinds of stuff. We're having a great time over there.
Just having a poke around for the news, Mason.
Movie commentaries.
Yeah.
And we've got some t-shirts at tpublic.com.
Yep.
Search for The Weekly Planet. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Yep. Or did you see, looks like Kojima Productions is probably making a Silent Hill game or something.
Oh.
Interesting. Just looking at news.
That's what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that a Konami property?
Yes,
Wait.
But they must have farmed it out or whatever.
Konami? Is that the one I think of? It is Konami.
Who are terrible now. Well, they've always been terrible, but now they're more openly terrible.
Okay. Oh, they've mended some fences, I guess.
It seems as if that is the way, yeah.
Well, maybe this thing will happen and we'll get the Silent Hills and bloody what's-his-face will come back.
Norman Reedus.
Maybe
he will.
Maybe it'll be a different guy.
Maybe a bit different man.
Maybe, because he's already used Norman Reedus in Death Stranding. Maybe Norman Reedus will touch an isotope and become a different guy.
Maybe they could use Sean Patrick Flannery, who's Norman Reedus' brother in the movie Boondock Saints.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Next week, maybe G.I. Joe Snake Eyes in passing. Okay. I don't know if I'll have that much to say about it, to be honest, or if I'll even watch it. Or we'll figure something else
out. Yeah.
Got a bunch of topics that are lined up.
Maybe we should do a deep dive on Paramount Plus. The streaming service we don't have.
I don't want to do that.
I keep seeing an ad that has Wahlberg on it. It's just
up to infinite,
and it's just in a leather jacket. He's holding a samurai sword. And every time I see it, my brain goes, "You saying I'm some kind of samurai from Japan?"
No,
I don't even like sushi. That's what happens every time.
He wouldn't like
that's
sushi.
That's what he would say.
He wouldn't like it. All right, thanks everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And goodbye.
Don't go on the beach that makes you old.
Don't do it. You'll come back old.
See you next bloody year.
Yeah.
10 years, 50 years.
Yeah.
Nah, come back earlier than that.
Yeah, great.
Pa-chow.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.